This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome back after Buzzers. We have so much to talk about in this episode for Long Live the King. We've got a lot of loss, love, and realizations. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
It's a slow motion for us, right?
Because it was such an emotional episode, right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
We literally have our tissues ready just in case.
Oh, I didn't even bring mine.
We had some right here.
I got one.
Welcome, everybody. I would like to introduce my beautiful co-hosts.
Hey, guys. I'm Mike DeCarillo.
Hey, guys. I'm Nicole Hutchins.
Hey, everyone. I'm Danya Marie.
So welcome back, you guys. We've got so much going on this episode. MJ loses her father. Erica and Gigi finally meet up. And, of course, we've got a wedding dress. It was just an emotional episode, I have to be honest. It was really hard not crying.
Yeah, it was.
I feel like crying still, and maybe because I held it back. What did you ladies think overall the episode? Like, what did you think?
I think it was very heavy, filled with emotion. There was happy emotions, sad emotions.
Yeah. Yes.
But I think at the core of it all, we got to see their bond of friendship.
God. Family, really.
And family. Yes. Yeah.
Because they're really family.
Right. But it's hard because sometimes your friends sometimes they don't become your family. But for this, they really, truly are.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have to share the same sentiments. Like, you took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah. It was just so much going on in this episode. A lot of sadness, but
I can't look at you. I feel like crying.
But you had a lot of good moments that balanced that out. Yeah, you know what I mean?
So it was a lot to take in, definitely. And I think the biggest part for me in this episode was seeing MJ like that. Mm. Because we've seen her like that throughout the period of time that her dad has been in the hospital. But this is a time where you see her, like, really break down. And for me, that made me want to break down. And I was like, oh, my God, this is MJ. No, she's 100%. Super tough. You know what I mean? So it was different.
Yeah, it was definitely different seeing that side of her. I mean, we have seen her sad and crying and upset. You know, we've seen a lot of crying, especially because of her relationship with her mother. But it was just a different type of emotion that we were getting from her, right? I know that she really was close to her father, and Cham was, like, pretty much, like, her hero. He taught her everything that she knew. And and it was crazy because, you know, although her father had passed away, you could see that she really was thinking about all the gifts he had given to her, you know, as a person, you know, and teaching her how to be a better person. She said something about her dad would never let her cry. He would, like, tap her and he'd be like, no, smile. Right. Yeah. And so that says a lot. And I think Reza kept bringing that up about how he was just such a good man and he lived a pleasant life. Right. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like he was a very positive figure in her life. And we send our condolences to her and her family. So, thank you so much for watching this with me, guys. Like, literally, I was like, oh, my God. Like, seriously. Like, I was kind of having one of these emotional days. So, like, it made me feel even more emotional. But actually, it made me feel really good at the same time because then you saw that she turned a bad situation to, like, a good situation. They all did, really. You know, they really rallied together for her. And you know, just really showed her the love that she deserved and she needs, right?
Yeah. And I just want to remind everyone, too, we do have our live chat up. So if you guys want to have any questions or any input for the episode, be sure to chime in. One thing to add of what you were talking about right now was I think, like, I was able to see Tommy in a deeper light.
Right.
Yeah. Because he was just so supportive of MJ. And I think that helped her out so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, you know, anytime I feel like she had to vent or feel out of place,
she would talk to him, and he was saying, like, I wish I could take that pain away from her.
And he was crying. Yes. And that made me want to cry even more.
I think Tommy crying made me almost want to cry more.
Yes.
100%. Oh, my God.
Yes, yeah. I agree. And it was, there was just something seeing him allowing himself to be vulnerable on camera. You know what I mean? In front of everybody. There's some men out there who hide their emotions, you know? But I'm like, oh my gosh, he loves this woman.
No,
like,
beyond.
Beyond. You know what I mean? Like, the love of from a man
with
on a woman is
that mother in there,
amazing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's really taking one for the team, really, you know?
For sure.
I started liking Tommy last season when he brought her over to New York.
Oh, yeah.
To meet his family and, like, all his friends. And she just vibed so well with everyone. It was just such a happy time. Like, that's awesome.
Like, they all loved her, and she had a great time. Like, she just fit in right away.
Yeah.
So that's when you kind of know, too.
It's
everything's just falling into place for her with him. So.
Yeah. And, you know, I have to bring up, Reza did say that her dad had waited, you know, for her to find someone so that he could move on and pass on. And that was, like, such a powerful thing to say. I mean, there's just so much that happened in this episode where, you know, like we said last episode, that there's a lot of growth and you can just see it. I know that MJ had mentioned how Mike had made such an impact on her twice, one at his party. And what was the other one?
Were they in Big Bear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, she's definitely surrounded by people who really love her and really root for her and are there to support her. And, were you all surprised about how much her mother rallied?
Because
my God, for the first time, she's really stepping up and being this mother figure that she's needed her entire life.
Well, like MJ said, you know, like, I saw my mom's maternal side just so strong, like, for the first time. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I got emotional, you guys, because honestly,
it was genuine.
It was very genuine, and a lot of people out there don't really have a close relationship with their parents, especially sometimes daughters and mothers, you know what I mean? And if I can just get a little personal, that resonated with me because I kind of related to that moment of what she was talking about. And so, honestly, I got emotional from that. Yeah. So,
When she was saying, like, I'll be there for you, like, every step of the way, I'm there for you. I was like, is this Vita right now? Is this really Vita?
Yeah. Are we on the right channel?
Yeah. Yeah. I think also Vita starting to accept the fact that MJ has to do her life and that, you know, everything's kind of coming together for MJ. So I think that kind of makes her happy.
Yeah.
And she's not putting so much pressure on her, because that was such a big thing. Putting pressure, like, you have to get married. When are you going to have kids? Mm-hmm. What are you doing with your life, you know? And now that she's doing all of these things, I think it's opening up something new for her.
Yeah, and I think her seeing how she was there for her father in this time of passing, she realized, like, oh, she's going to treat me this well. And, you know, being someone that I did that for a long time, I was a caregiver for a long time. I did hospice care. I took care of my grandmother till she died when she had terminal cancer. That's why it resonated with me so much, because I was like, I know what it's like. It takes a lot of energy from you. It takes a lot from you, emotionally, physically. And Mike was right. He's like, in that moment, I was like, oh, what a good friend. Because sometimes you just need to hear that from a friend to know that, like, it's okay to live your life. And, like, I had a couple of friends that would tell me, like, stop for a second, take care of yourself first.
Right.
And it was really difficult for me because, you know, when you love someone that much, my grandmother raised me.
Yeah.
So it was like a parent passing. So for me, I was like, oh, thank God he was there for her. And you know, the fact that she brought that up, she'll never forget that.
Yeah, for sure.
She'll never forget that. So, yeah. So moving on. Moving forward, Gigi is getting a divorce. She finally, you know,
finally
is happening to me.
Don't you think it's taken forever? All this time I thought she was already in the midst of getting a divorce.
Right, I thought so too.
I think, like, remember she got that tattoo removal? Maybe that's why Destiny was there. Because she needed to talk her into to following through with this.
I think she was clinging on to it for a bit.
Yeah.
She wasn't, like, 100% sure, I don't think.
So they were separated.
Yeah.
My question is, is he like down, is he down for it, you know, because obviously he's not filing it either. Maybe he still wants to be with her, you know. I'm curious to hear that side, you know. You know, obviously she had to go. Not saying that they're perfect
they
for each other.
They didn't have a prenup, so the longer you wait, the longer you stay in marriage, the harder it gets to separate your assets and all that stuff.
That's what the lawyer was saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
She's so smart. She ate her Wheaties.
No, I know because one of my friends got a divorce after like 6 months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We were in college. Yeah. So it was like drama.
Oh, man. No, thank you.
Yeah. Sound like she pulled a Britney Spears stunt.
Oh, yeah. Right. She got married behind like everyone's back.
Yeah, can't you get an annulment? Isn't that like a thing? Like, I don't know how that works, but like, I need to look into that one day.
Just in case. You won't need it. No.
Just in case. No.
No, you're
so, you know,
that.
MJ goes to go try on her wedding dress, and she brings along Mike and Reza, and they're just, you guys, like, again, they are rallying. That's like the. I guess that would be like the key. You know how like Andy has his like favorite word when they're like having the after show? That would be ours, rallying. Because really these two guys, you would think that they were her brothers. They support, you know, because she's a single child. You have to remember that too. So that's got to be even more difficult. It's not having that sibling to help you along with this. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't imagine, you know. And actually, I can. No.
I was like, wait, aren't you an only child?
I'm not, but I didn't get.
Okay.
Yeah.
The storefront of the day.
We'll talk about that after.
Too much information. But I honestly felt that, like, they really just rooted her on and tried to keep her in a positive place. And, you know, they went as far as to go and buy her, you know, a gift. You know, what was that?
Cartier
bracelet. Yeah. Hey, Reza, you want to be my brother?
You want to be mine?
Right.
Let me evaluate my friends.
And, you know, all these people showed up for her, you know. And that's really, you know, it's so funny because I posted something, I think it was yesterday, and it was like, you have to audit your group, right, your circle.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, that's exactly like the thing that you want to see is like someone showing up on the day that you, I mean, anyone can show up when you're doing good, but when you show up, when things are crumbling and you're falling apart, ride or dies, man, ride or dies.
I love that moment between all of them at the bridal shower.
Yeah, the fitting.
And just to see them just unifying how much they were there for her. Right. Like, honestly, like, I almost cried, you guys. Yeah. Because, honestly, in today's generation, I really don't see a lot of that going on.
You really don't.
And so I just really appreciated seeing that on television because it made me think about certain things about myself. Am I being that good to my friends,
yes,
you know, when they're feeling down, you know? So it showed me something and revealed something to me. So I loved it. Yeah. I just, oh my gosh.
Some compassion.
Yeah, exactly.
I think what I noticed too was as messed up as Mike can be,
yeah,
he is a really good friend.
Yeah.
He was really like cheering her on and being like, you know, you need to continue with your life because they were worried about her not continuing the wedding planning and trying to have the baby. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we can't let her, you know, stop. Yeah. And you know, he was a big part of that. So I thought that was a really nice thing to see that side of Mike. Yeah.
This was like a true, authentic bridal moment.
Yeah.
You know when they say, well, I watched a lot of Say Yes to the Dress.
Do you guys watch that? I love that show. Okay. Yes.
Come on now. I have my really good friend. He watches it with his fiance, and he's like, I love that show.
He's like,
if you ever tell anyone, I will deny it. And I'm like,
yeah, one day. But like I'm saying, you know, everyone kind of seeks that bridal moment. And I think for her, this the whole journey from the car to the bridal place to after, like that whole thing was just its own experience.
And
it was really nice.
Is it just me? I just noticed, not that it's a bad thing, but I just noticed there were no women there supporting her.
I noticed that too.
Okay. I thought I was the only one. I'm like, this is different.
Immediately.
You know.
I think she's just close with them right now at this moment in her life. You know, and they've showed up. You know, not saying that the others haven't, but, you know, because Golnessa did say, oh, do you need anything? And, but you could hear in the tone of Reza's voice, he was like, oh, well, that was nice of you, you know. But you could hear it was like a lightly shade.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that, but, you know, they probably have just showed up for her more often than none. I mean, they were the two that talked about going to the hospital the most, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And then also, Reza's her man of honor.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, true. I don't know. I just thought maybe she might have dragged another female along just for a woman's opinion on the dress. So nothing wrong with it.
I thought the same thing, girl.
Okay. She's just closer to them. So
you know what I loved was how Reza just tried to make her laugh and was like, "You're a beautiful crier." And she's like, "I know." And I love that she had like still a sense of humor. She had a sense of humor about the flowers that that Mona sent. She had a sense of humor about the glassware that she was using. She's like, "I'm not using this cup. It was a red cup. She wanted a regular glass. And, you know, she really is trying her hardest to just be, you know, herself and not crumble.
There were, like, small touches of the real MJ that we know mixed in with, you know, it was a good way to balance herself, I think. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, the hot Cheetos, too.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
I wanted some.
When she pulled those bag of hot Cheetos.
All you need is, what is it, cream cheese. Oh, have you guys ever eaten
with
cream cheese?
Wait,
no, seriously? I'm
telling you that.
Oh, my God, you guys.
What?
Cream cheese and hot Cheetos?
Oh, okay, I'm going to try it.
I've been doing that since I was 12.
I've been doing that, too.
Oh, man, let me tell you. It's so good. It's deadly.
I'll try it.
I'll try it one time.
Yeah. Or like a bagel with cream cheese. Cheese and then you put cheese ruffles in the middle. Have you guys ever tried that?
Oh my god, so good!
My sister taught me that.
No. Okay, wait, one more time.
Cream cheese. So you have a bagel. You put the cream cheese and then you put
ruffles,
cheese ruffles in the middle. It's so good.
Oh girl, that makes me want to try.
Yeah. Yeah, but hot Cheetos for the win.
Yeah. And also, can we talk about how good MJ and Reza look? They have been killing it at the gym. They obviously have been losing a lot of weight. So, like, kudos to you guys. You guys look amazing. We would love the workout information.
Let us know your secrets.
Yes, we need to know the secret.
But, Reza, you need your beard back.
Yes, please. I agree. One last thing I want to say was I really appreciated Mike being, like, going into... Okay, so... Growing up with a brother, an older brother, my brother's always trying to make me laugh when I'm feeling sad or anything like that. I loved, you know, and that was his way of, like, making me feel better. I loved how he walked into that room when she was crying and he was like, "Don't worry about it. We'll go at your own pace." He was so patient with her. And, you know, I just have to say we've been talking a lot about him and that's why I feel like we need to bring it up. But, like, I like this new Mike. Like, he is really, like... I don't know. You changing, man.
It's a softer side.
I felt oddly comforted by him.
Yes. Yes.
I love it. Oddly comforted.
Yes.
It was weird. Yeah, it's like I don't want to accept my feelings right now. Yeah. It's like my heart is getting warm.
I know.
Look the other way. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, so I wonder if she picked her dress out, you know, in that episode. They didn't show it, but I wonder if, like, she came to, you know.
Oh, it's custom made. They had the sketch there. Did you not see the little sketch?
No, custom made. I must have been looking down.
I wouldn't expect anything.
That's why he was like, "We're gonna make her custom made, like, veil and everything." So,
do you think she's gonna choose the one that we saw?
No.
Okay. No, she's gonna surprise
I think she's
everybody,
gonna go.
Huh?
Yeah, that silhouette. Okay. That silhouette for sure.
No way. So moving forward, we now go into Erica and Gigi finally meeting each other.
I expected more.
Yes, me too. What the heck? Why do you think that happened?
I think Gigi was really trying to control herself because she didn't want to get into the mess of it. Like, she was already worried about, like, oh, is your girlfriend, your ex-girlfriend gonna come in here and, like, beat me up or something like that? So I think maybe Gigi didn't want to, like, get in the middle of all that. Also, she kind of seemed to be, like, not really wanting to get close to Nima.
Yes.
Like, she likes him. Like, she's curious, but I don't think she wants to get involved.
Yeah.
Like, are you talking about just in that moment or just in general?
In general, but in that moment, I think she didn't want to get, like, involved with any bigger problems. Like, when she was like, "I'm not going to drink because I get violent."
Yeah.
Yeah, hard liquor. Yeah.
Why do you think she made that comment?
She's trying to intimidate the girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's typical Gigi.
Yeah, of course.
But she still had her, like, little comments.
She did.
I was like, "Girl, don't start. Like, you're about to go at it."
So did Erica.
She had little comments.
She's like, "Wait, how long have you known him for?"
She's like, 25 hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just don't like the fact that Nima made it so obvious.
Yeah.
That something was going on. Like, oh, you guys might want to separate. Or, like, it was just so
he made
obvious.
It more awkward.
Way
yeah.
more subtle
and
about
it. And it was, like, yeah. it made it awkward yeah. for us to watch.
Yeah. Because yeah. I was doing it for the show, though, too.
Yeah. yeah. But I felt 100%. It made Erica look, like, really, like, the dumb one.
Yeah.
Because girl. It's like, what are you Erica. Doing here? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone. I'm sorry. I thought that. I'm like, this doesn't seem like a realistic situation. I don't know what ex-girlfriend would show up to the party yeah. of her ex. Well, technically, they were still together.
No, they're separated.
Of her ex-boyfriend's sister's birthday party. If that made sense, you yeah. guys. That just is no. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
So I guess Mona was really. I mean, the only way I can understand this is if Mona and her were friends before her and before Erica got with Nima. That's the only way it could kind of make yeah. sense a little bit.
I don't think they have, though. And if you could, I don't know if you guys peeped this, but I definitely felt Gigi was super uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like she was.
I've never seen her that uncomfortable yeah. before. I was like, this is not her element. She's not in her element right now.
No.
She was out of, like, I think she almost looked more out of place than Erica.
She did, 100%. And I was kind of like thrown off by that. I was like, okay, so maybe she does really like Nima because.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's curious and she wants to get to know him.
Yeah.
More, but I don't know if she's ready to get involved.
Yeah. And, you know, I like going back to what you said, like, I can't stand that he, like, was making. It was almost like watching Gladiators, right? He's like, oh, who's going to fight for me? You know what I mean? And really, I mean, you're the dude. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, dude, you need to fight for a woman. It's not the other way around. Sorry.
Exactly.
Chivalry is not dead yet, hopefully.
God,
you know? Seriously.
We say a prayer. No yeah. kidding.
It just, you know, it just speaks volumes on his character, showing how he's like, oh, you know, this is how the scenario would go. You know, he's got this whole scenario in his head of like, oh, they'll make out and then they'll want to make out with me. And, you know, it's like, how old are you?
Right.
Really, how old is he? I wonder how old he is. Do you guys know?
No.
No. He seems like he might be in like his late 20s or something.
Right. No. He's
early
not
30s.
In his
no?
late 20s.
You think
yeah.
so?
I think it's no, like early 30s.
You think so?
Yeah.
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 I think maybe Mona's late 20s. Is she older? Or younger?
No, she's older. Older.
She's older.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he said my older little sister. Yeah.
Mona and Shervin need to make it happen.
What?
You think so?
Yes.
Really?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't
yeah.
want her to go.
I, you guys didn't see them
I
giving each other their
it.
Eyes?
I did.
I'm like cheering and she kept on laughing. And then when they were at the dance floor, he was like trying to dance with her. And then she was like, oh my God, no. And then she turned around. I was like, oh, I see you in the background.
Ooh, right.
Detective over here, my thing.
I'm trying
for
to
like,
think.
I saw
it
happen. Since Big Bear. When supposedly she was supposed to be, you know, like, interested in Mike and everything. But when Shervin came in, he was like, oh. Like, when he saw Mona, I was like, there's something that's going to happen
uh-oh.
Here. I knew it.
Ooh, ladies.
That would actually be good.
I
yeah,
did not
no,
catch it.
Right.
I'm so glad that you two did.
Yeah.
Or Erica, you can get with Shervin.
No.
No? I don't know. It's like,
I think
Mona's
Erica's
such
boring.
A good person,
yeah, she is.
Though.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
I feel like Shervin could possibly break her heart. And I don't know if Mona deserves that.
Mm. But Mona knows
it
what
makes
she
her good
wants.
TV.
She does.
I feel like Mona knows what she wants, and she's
not gonna take no step.
Yeah,
like, she's not.
I mean, she put Mike in his place, so
yeah, she
yeah.
did. Girl, finally
she's got
somebody did. Oh, and then it was weird because we saw rewinding back to like everybody getting together for MJ. We did see Mike's girlfriend, but she's kind of hidden again. I wonder why that is. I don't know if like they don't really want her to be like involved in the show,
right.
or if like she's hiding, you know, herself.
She's not saying anything. She just literally stands there.
Yeah, I see her always like touching her nose, her face. She's
yeah.
always like rubbing her face.
I feel like it's hard for me to see her face sometimes.
She was
yeah.
like
really?
More visible in the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this one she was much less visible. But from what we saw, yeah, she doesn't do much.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he likes. That's why
yeah.
he's with her.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
she
yeah.
just sits there and looks pretty.
Yeah.
Well, there was that one part in the last episode where he was like, are you going to come help me? And she was just texting on her phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I don't know. I keep looking at his IG and he doesn't post pictures with her.
No, he doesn't.
He's
no.
not serious about
not
it.
Not yet. Not yet.
So,
I mean, he's still early, you know?
Is.
And maybe he learned from the last relationship.
This was last year. Well.
You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Not to, probably didn't want to give out any spoilers. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mystery always with
I don't think he's gonna marry I don't think he's going to marry her.
Well, I have some news in regards to that later on. So you'll have to wait.
Okay. I can't wait to hear.
The teaser.
So we've got, actually, I was, you know, I wasn't stalking, but I was kind of stalking, Instagram stalking. And I saw Gigi post up, I think we're going to put it up.
Are we going to news?
Yeah, to news. So I guess, so here's Gigi. It's Shervin's birthday. So happy birthday, Shervin. Okay, oops. And let me just go ahead and read this really quickly.
Well, as you're pulling it up, I have a little announcement for our After Buzzers. Hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels, such as this one, Reality TV. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, well, just don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, and us here at Shaws of Sunset After Show will give you a shout out on air. So thank you so much for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yay. Woo. Thank you so much for reading that. Mm-hmm. And the reminder.
Let's go back to news.
So back to news. So this is what Gigi wrote. She wrote, "Happy birthday, Pops. This will always be my favorite pick of us because it defines our friendship in so many ways. LOL. Thanks for being my brother. Even when I was at my worst, I love you infinite and beyond, even though you know how to piss me off sometimes. I always have your back at anything in life. I am so excited to celebrate tonight and all through this weekend. Dear Lord, please help my liver. LOL. Love you, Pops." And I was just, I was busy. I was at work when I found this, but I literally was like, oh, I should like try and find out where they're having this party and like maybe.
Is that tonight?
Yeah, that's tonight, girl. Ooh, okay. So you had some news, right?
Yes. Okay, so we both have some news.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'll give one. So right now, it's the news that I found is that Reza reveals his secret Starbucks name. And I think it's pretty funny because I can relate because we both have complicated first names. Not really him. I think mine is more complicated. So he says, if you see a guy at Starbucks who looks like Reza, well, he actually goes by the name of Joe. So he says, so I go by Joe at Starbucks because I don't like having my name butchered in the morning. Same.
Oh my God, me too.
I don't even like to have, you know, a conversation before I have coffee, let alone have someone say my name. Yeah.
Say my name.
As it turns out, that's not a foolproof. That name's not as foolproof as it sounds. So he said this morning I got Joe butchered. She said, B-I-T-C-H, was calling me Toe. Hello, how can you F up Joe? So, yeah, so he posted that actually on his IG story, and that was pretty funny.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. I love Reza.
In other news, Nima kind of gave a little update on his relationship status with Erica. So on the show right now, we see that they're just separated. They're living in separate homes. And he recently said that Erica blocked him on Instagram. So I think we can pretty much, you know.
Yeah, get an idea where this is headed. Yeah,
and I think he said something about, like, my mom's going to be mad that I posted this.
Yeah.
Right, ooh. Something like that.
So it seems like they're pretty much done.
Yeah. That's intense.
Also, Reza just posted a photo with MJ, and he just posted that thing like 2 days ago, and he put, hopefully we'll have some big news for you soon. So I'm wondering, is this pregnancy news?
Mm. It should be revealing it around this time.
Yeah. Yeah. Would it be MJ, or would it be the Adam and Reza having a baby?
True. Yeah. True. Mm. That's also very true.
That would be interesting to
I have
to
one more.
Yeah, no, go, okay. Go please.
So
please.
Mike says that he says, I think I'm going to be the next one to get married. So following his 2016 divorce, he says he's ready to have little Mikeys running around. Mm. He was telling BravoTV.com, saying that he is a hopeless romantic and that after his marriage and some differences that he's had with some of his girlfriends, he wants to please his mom, except he doesn't like the girls that are going to please his mom.
But that he's ready to be a dad and he wants someone who loves to love.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, can we comment or? I mean,
yeah, comment. That's what we need to.
He still just doesn't sound sure. I think that's what I keep hearing instead of it just being a firm, you know, belief. You know, I'm going to get married. I'm ready to get married and I'm ready to have a little Mikey.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm just like really into it right now. I'm sorry.
I'm feeling this vibe. You guys, she's single and she is ready to be single.
Yes.
Same. All right, me too. Fine.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, she, you know, it's funny because I felt like, you know, Reza said it like it is, and it's, I mean, we don't know Morgan, but like it seems like they all think that she's kind of like a, you know, a, can I say that word? HOE?
Yeah, you
can. Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble. I got in trouble for saying some other words. Yeah, so, you know, if Reza is thinking that, then, you know, Reza always speaks the truth. Let's just be honest here.
He does,
you
yeah.
know, so he's not really thinking much of her. And you already know Mama ain't going to jump on board with that. Mm. But, you know, maybe she might.
I think he's making an effort.
Yeah.
Like, he's on his way.
Here's the thing. I saw that he gave Asa a lot of judgment for, like, yes. getting pregnant before getting married. So I'm wondering if he's going to have this, maybe something like this happen to him and he'll be like, oh, damn, like, I don't know. I just keep thinking about that. Like, how is this going to happen?
I can't make up my mind about Mike right now because I just saw him in a really nice way.
So yeah, like, I know. We're like, yeah, we've got like rose-colored sunglasses on right now for him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we definitely don't trust him.
I feel still. Wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to feel.
I don't know. I know. This just doesn't.
Is there anybody in our life feed? Is anyone?
No.
Oh,
no
it's unfortunate. We would have loved for you guys to like comment and give us your.
We do.
Yay.
Queen Bee. Queen B says, good for her. I have no love for Nima after this episode. And his teeth drive me nuts.
Girl.
Yeah, it's so important for guys to have good teeth.
Oh,
yeah.
So important. Yes. And they need to be clean.
Yeah.
I think I noticed it too. This episode, I think I noticed his teeth.
Yeah. Maybe he drinks too much coffee or something. Maybe he needs to get them. Yeah. Fine. But he did say in the episode, like, you know, he's starting to kind of, like, follow the footsteps of these guys. Mm-hmm. You know, he's liking the gold and he's trying to get the Rolex. So maybe he's trying not to be so messy in the way he looks. He's maybe trying to, you
cheap.
Know.
Not trying to look
yeah,
cheap.
Right. Yeah.
But remember, Nima, you can't get a Rolex with a Groupon.
Yeah. Girl, tell him. Shade is real.
Who said that in the...
Reza.
It was Reza.
No,
okay.
It was Sherwin.
It was Sherwin? Sherwin. Oh, snap.
Yeah. Are there any predictions you guys have? Let's hear.
We gotta let the music prediction go. Like a ghost in here.
It sounds like a scary-ass ghost.
Yeah. So I predict that I think I see a really big change in MJ, more so than we saw this episode. I think this is what she needed, like what she was telling Mike, is you really, you know, opened up a different path for me mentally. So I definitely think that this whole experience is going to take her maybe up another level from where she was when she started caring for her dad. So I see maybe a better version of MJ coming now that she knows she's getting married and she wants to be a mother. She has to, you know, make that change.
Yeah.
As far as predictions, Nima and Gigi. Mm. So now that he's had this epiphany that he wants to let, you know, Erica go, and it's typical guys when they see something shiny and new. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know, I think.
Especially here in LA.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. It's like, oh, all of a sudden I don't want to be in a relationship. I just really feel like it's not. Honestly, you guys, I don't think Gigi is going to go all the way with Nima. There's just something I'm feeling. Yeah. I don't know what it is. You know, I think the show, they're going to play with our emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when it comes to it. But honestly, nothing's going to happen between them. Sorry.
I think she's just curious.
Yeah. I think she's just curious and she's like,
You know, I forgot to bring this up. He did say in the episode that I think he's through with Erica, right? Mm-hmm. So we didn't talk about that, but yeah, that definitely leaves the door open mm-hmm. for those two.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's what he wants. Yeah. That's what he wants. I don't think he has stopped caring about Erica per se. It's just he's being a selfish guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what is it they always say? All is fair in love and war, you know?
Yeah.
That's true. Okay. You took mine. My prediction. I honestly don't think that anything's going to happen between Gigi and Nima.
Yeah.
I think that she's just going to... I think right now she's in limbo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And something's holding... One foot is in, the other foot is out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she's going to jump that ship. I think she's just going to stay back. And I think maybe Nima might, well, I don't know, he's going to try too hard with Gigi. Because it can, it can go a little bit way too overboard when someone's constantly like, wow, you look hot. Like, come here. And like, try to be really, it kind of comes off a little bit fake.
Yes.
It almost makes me feel like that's, you know, that's all he wants from her.
Yeah. Or like he's trying to do it for the show just to have like something back him up.
Yeah, of course.
But it's not coming off authentic. No. And even if it's fake, we want it to come out authentic.
Right.
Yeah. He's having like a midlife crisis for sure.
Yeah.
They both need to figure themselves out.
Yeah.
Both Gigi and Nima.
Yeah.
Queen Bee on our live chat says, don't do it, Gigi.
Don't do it, girl. Mm-hmm.
And Kimberly says, I can't believe she called him a Nancy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Good for her, though. Okay, so I would say, I think, because we saw a little bit of the preview for next week, I would say that MJ's mom, MJ is kind of losing it a little bit with Tommy, and I think MJ's mom is going to come in and talk to her and be, like, sort of the hero in that situation, and she's going to, like, talk her back to, like, reality and, like, you know, just being present and not to be afraid and to move forward. She's going to be the voice of reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would love to see that.
Yeah, I like, see if more she does Rita, that. Yeah.
Oh my God. She will be the hero of all heroes. And
I hope that season attitude from Vita lasts a while.
Yeah.
I want to see more
so
of that.
Yeah. I hope so too. Yeah. Yeah. It's good to see her like that. God knows that Mercedes needs that so much. Yeah. So, I'm super grateful that she's getting that. Any last words about anything on the show at all?
I'm excited for next week.
Excited for next week as
Me
well.
Too. Keep it up.
Me
keep it
too.
Up, yes. So, I want to see more Destiny next week.
Yes.
You guys, she's so dramatic.
I know.
Right. You see her in the, what do they call them?
Confessionals.
Yeah.
She's so funny with the lip gloss.
She's funny, right. And then she's like spitting her hair out. Like, she's so dramatic.
She lightened up the mood for me, though.
Yeah.
All that sadness. I was like, Destiny's always got my back.
Yeah.
I want to know where Alex is, though. You know, I want to know if he's coming back on the show.
Mm. No, I want to continue to see her date.
You do?
Yeah.
It's going to be fun to see her.
Yeah, this is fun.
Okay.
She can have them there.
Yeah.
He could be on the bench.
Yeah. Right? We were talking
watch
about
watch out for Monday, guys. She's single, but watch out.
Am I? No, I'm kidding.
Do you ladies want to share with everybody where your social media is at?
Thanks, guys, for watching. I'm Danya Marie, and you can find me on all social media platforms at DanyaMarie9.
Hey, guys, it's your girl, Nicole Hutchins, and that's Nicole with the Y, and you can follow me on Instagram at TheRealNicole.
Hey, guys, it's Maite Carrillo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite, and I'm also on The Real Housewives of OC Monday nights at 8 o'clock.
Such a good show.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, Crystal McLaughlin here. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook. Please like, subscribe, comment, go on iTunes and say what you feel. If we're missing something, if you guys would like to add something, because obviously nobody really showed up in the live feed today, which was kind of sad. But thank you guys so much for joining this evening. Appreciate you.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.